Eloheinu melech ha'olam shehakol niyeh bedvaro.
Amen.
I want to my dear grandfather, Mr. Joseph Rosak, all of Shalom's advertlich that he heard from Rabbi Polkovitz over the years. When Rabbi Polkovitz Shlita would distinguish between Amunah and Amunah Shalema, we know at the end of davening. And we have the Yud Gimel Ikrei Adas codified from the Rambam. We don't know for sure who's the one who summarized those typically lengthier animamins that the Rambam delineates for us in his Perush Mishnayos and his Agdama Techelek at the end of Maseches Sanhedrin. Torah Tumim and his Baruch Shomer assumes it was the Rambam as well. But either way, we have the Nusach Animam Amunah Shalema. And the question obviously is, what's Amunah Shalema? Either you believe or you don't believe. What's I believe wholeheartedly, but then Amunah Shalema, complete the Amunah. You believe in something or you don't believe in something. As Rabbi Polkovitz would call it, the famous Blondini. We know the one who was regarded as the daredevil of Niagara Falls. The first tightrope walker, the high wire artist who crossed Niagara Falls, was on June 30th, 1859. And it was the first time he crossed over Niagara Falls. So his manager, Harry Colcord, said, you know what, every day, every couple of days, he was trying to redo the feat. And oh, this time he was going to go blindfolded. This time he was going to push a wheelbarrow over. He says, you know what, you got to go blindfolded. He says, Harry, you think I can do it? I'm going to go blindfolded over Niagara Falls. He says, I'm telling you, Charles Blondin, the famous Blondini, I'm telling you, you could do it. He says, you really believe I could do it, even with my eyes covered? He says, Blondini, I'm telling you, you could do it. He says, if you really believe I could do it, then you'll go piggyback. And in the old biographies of Blondin, his life and experiences, and you can see the pictures in the old Guinness Book of World Records as well, he got this Meshuggah Harry. And the manager, he's not even the one getting the fame. How many people have you heard of Harry Cocourt? How about you hear of a Charles Blondin, which wasn't his actual name, by the way, but the famous Blondini. How about this guy went Meshuggah? That's a Amunah Shalema. Yeah, I believe. Until you got the litmus test. Until you got to go piggyback. Oh, that's really a Amunah Shalema, do you believe? Hazok the Yalkid, you know why the Yidden got out of Mitzrayim is Chusner Amunah. But do we know that Amunah needed some help? What happened? They had to have a Makis. And when you have a Makis, you get a little bit of assistance. That's only though the beginning of the journey. Alright, so Chatzkel Abramsky, Gavalda Gahara. What does the Avister say at the beginning of Parshas Vayera? We're about to commence the series of the Yesamakis. Lachain Emor Lebnei Yisrael Ani Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu, I want you to tell Klai Yisrael Ani Hashem. And Mamela, what's going to take place? So Tzisi Yeschem Itzalti Vigalti Vilakachti. And then Vilakati Yeschem Lila Ama Yisrael Lachem Lelokim. Vitatem Ki Ani Hashem Lokech Amamotzi Yeschem Itzach Once I take them as an arm, and writes a Chaskel Abramsky, that's my Maimon HaSinai, and we stand collectively at the Piedmont of Sinai, and the Eibishter gives us the Torah. Once we get to the Torah, then the Amunah that began in Mitzrayim, because seeing is believing, it's going to culminate, and not Stam Zayi in Amunah. It's not Stam, oh yes, I believe that there's a God. I'm going to know that there's a God. The famous Maisa of the Barditchor, Kedusha Shlevi, he was a Bochri, grew up in the Masnag Yishom, he went to the Hasidim, came back 6 months later, his father says, Sanu, what'd you learn by the Hasidim? He says, what do you mean? I learned that there's a God. He says, you learn that there's a God. You need 6 months with Hasidim to learn that there's a God. He calls over the Poshin, the housekeeper. He says, housekeeper, is there a God? Yes, there's a God. You need it 6 months. The housekeeper knows that automatically. Everybody knows that. It's innate. It's a basic awareness. Says, yeah, she says that there's a God, but I know that there's a God. She might believe that there's a God, Amunah, but I know that there's a God. The famous Kotzker in Alma Ames, he says, they told the Kotzker Rebbe, there was a Hasidish Rebbe who would see the Ushpiz in every Sukkot. He would see Avraham Yitzchak and Elgar. He says, ah, Kotzker, what do you think of this Gavaldik Rebbe? He gets to see the Ushpiz, and he says, it's a very nice Madrega. He says, but I'm on a higher Madrega. He says, even though I don't see them, I know with the, at least that same level of clarity that they're there. Even though I don't see them, that's my Amunah Shalema. That's the Adiyah Baruch. I know it with clarity. The process of Amunah might have begun. Yetzias Hashem, seeing is believing. We saw this Galus Hashchina throughout the series of the Yesamakis, but it's going to culminate in the Yadatim Kini Hashem Lekechem. And those the Rambam and the Sefer Mitzvahs, the first mitzvah is Amunah Bashem. But when he codifies this mitzvah and he puts it in his magnum opus, the monumental Mishnah Torah, how does he commence the Mishnah Torah? And Hilchas Yesodi Torah Yesodi Yesodi Sviyam and Achokhmas Aleidah Sheyisha Motzerish. In a similar terminology, he closes the book in the end of Hilchos Melachim. Leida Sheyisha Motzei Rishon Ramchal follows suit at the outset of his Derech Hashem Yisoda Yisoda Tzvon Rechokz Lahamin Veleida, the juxtaposition about the Amuna with the higher level of Yediyah, writes to Meisur Keach and the Rambam in a Sefer Mitzvos. He's telling us the basic requirement, that's Amuna Hashem at the higher level is Yediyah, to mamish know it. And thus we return to Rechatzkel Abramsky. Tell Klai Yisrael, and they'll see it, Ani Hashem. But when you get to Matan Torah, and then you can learn the Torah, and get to know my Ratzon through the Torah itself, and you could scrutinize and flow Sabori through the prism, the lens of the Torah, it won't stop being Amunah any longer, it'll be that higher level of Yedate. Ki Ani Hashem Lekechem, you will know. This past Shabbos from Tzvi Kriegsman, he asked me the question. He says, why in the heels of Yedatim has what? We just outlined various Madrigas. We started with Otzeiti. We worked our way up in ascending order to Yitzalti, and then Gaalti, then Lakafti. It's Yedatim, Kinnishon Kecham. Why is it only Yedatim that I'm the one who is Motzi? Why don't we go back to the first one? Phineas Daiti, let's turn to an Archaim HaKadosh. Archaim HaKadosh says, why is Barad called Kol Magei Fosai? Why is it referred to all the Magis of the Archaim HaKadosh? It wasn't simply when you saw the Nes Betoch Nes, the unparalleled Makis Borod, that Paro would issue forth Hashem HaTzadik Vani V'Ami Rishoy. It would be a Gilei Mosul of Afreya retroactively on all the Makis. When he said Hashem HaTzadik, every other preceding Maka, he said, what the? It's Kishuf, it's sorcery, it's optical illusion. And he wasn't willing to recognize Hashem HaTzadik. After he recognizes Hashem HaTzadik by Makis Borod, then retroactively I see that Hashem is the Tzadik for all the preceding Makis as well. So using that Archaim, perhaps we could say the same thing. When you get to Mount Tyran, you attain the lofty level of Yedatim, then you're going to go back to even the Hamotzi, you're going to go back to the beginning of Yetzias Mitzrayim retroactively, and you're going to see how that was all the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the same one who gave you the Lakafti, is the same one who gave you the Otzeiti, the Vitzalti, the Vigalti. We're going to go back to the very incipient stages of the Gula, and you're going to see that was all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Lamaisa, seeing is believing. We needed to see the Makas to get the ball rolling, to get the process started. We mentioned in the past, Tzechilik, the Rebbe Chano Wasserman talks about in his Kobetz Mamor, Machatzkel Levenstein, in the Sefer Or Yecheskel, and Amuna. There's a distinction between Amuna B'chush and Amuna B'secha. We mentioned the Ben Yoyada, Geshmak Ben Yoyada. You'll never forget this Ben Yoyada. It's at the end of Makis Chavdal and Amun Aleph. The Gemara says that the Yisod of all Tariq Mitzvahs, Bochavoku, Kentriyasar, Chavoku, Kanovi, Per Base Posigdalit, Bochavoku, Gamidan Alachas. He stood up all 613 Mitzvahs on one Yisod, one pillar, one fundamental principle through which the Marshal explains you can fit, deduce, and infer how to keep all the other Tariq Mitzvahs. What's that? The Yisod of Amuno, Vetzadik Bamanosa Yichya. The Ben Yoyada, Tzadik Be'emunoso, Tzadik Imamunah, you live with Emunah, what's Be'emunoso? Hatzadik writes of Yosechayim, the Ben Ishchai, lives with Be'ez Emunos. What's Be'ez Emunos? We know the Bali Musa say the longest journey in the world is the journey from the brain to the heart. To go from the Seichel to the Lev, to the Mokum of Hergish, to the Chush, that's the longest journey in the world. To be an Emistik at Tzadik, you can't just believe in God. You can't just know God intellectually. You got to live with God. Henry David Thoreau, live with your faith and you can change the entire world. You got to live with your faith. You got to live by your faith. You can't just believe it intellectually. You have to practice what you preach. And you got to experience it with all the chushim, with all the senses. That's what took place in Mount Torah. Hence, Vayaris Akolos. Hence, everybody was healed. Nobody was blind. Nobody was deaf. You had to experience that full sensory experience of what Mount Torah was in your bones, with every fiber of your being. That's not stam and amunah b'chush, it's a yediyah, but a yediyah that trickled down all the way to the heart, to the monk of Hergish as well. To be a tzaddik, writes the Ben Ishchai, you need to live with two amunahs. You need amunah b'seichel, and you need amunah b'chush. What's the gematria of amunah? Aleph, Mem, Vav, Nun, Hey is gematria 102. You want to be a tzaddik, you need two amunahs. You need amunah in the moach, in the seichel, you need amunah in the heart. Amunah plus amunah is 102, and 102 is 204, which equals exactly tzaddik. The tzaddik, you want to be a tzaddik, amount you 204. Tzaddik b'emunoso yechi, you got to live with beis amunah, amunah b'seichel. But that doesn't suffice. It has to trickle down and become an amunah b'chush, amunah b'seichel plus amunah b'chush. That's amount you a tzaddik. That's tzaddik b'emunoso, beis amunah lives with two amunos. That's the chilek between Let's head to the Bali Musar, turning back the pages to Parshas Noach. Torah states explicitly, Noach ish tzadik tomamayim b'darusa. And yet, fast forwarding in that Parsha itself, Perek Zayin, Posek Zayin, Rashi brings the Midrash Agona, Mimnei Me'am Abul, Zot Rashi Yofanort, Afanoch, Mikitoni, Yamuna, Hayamam, Vein Amam, Cheyavo, Mabo, Ad Shedechku Amayim, Venichlis Lateva. What's going on? Is he a tzadik? Is he not a tzadik? He only goes in when the rains come down. Asks Rav Aram Yafin from the Vardik in his Musve Adas, you Meshugara. What are you taking chances? God says a flood's going to come. You've been building it for 120 years of your life. Even if you have a suffix, run into the ark, you Meshugara. What are you doing? Ella, what? Oh, maybe it's not going to come. What's going on here? Writes the Musve Adas, writes of Henoch Leibowitz and Chudash Yolev, writes of Stagner Brichus Peretz, writes of Chaim Freelander and Sisse Chaim and Bereshus. This is the distinction between Amunim and Amad intellectually, he knew it 100%, but he didn't see it until he saw the rains, until they came down, and he's getting wet. Ah, oh, then already seeing is believing. Now it's time to run into the ark. That's the Amunah B'Seichel, but he didn't have that level of Amunah B'Chush. Similar idea, there's a Gavaldig Yeshurin, the Torah Journal Yeshurin that they published for the Yarche Kala back in Shvat Tav Shanai in Zion. Hamamish last year, they had Yarche Kala for the Rosh Hashanah Shartai Reb Zelig Epstein Zatzal and Daf Shin Chav Ches. He writes a Gavaldik and a Kuda B'Shem, the Alter Mikael. We have a well-known Gemara in Yuma, Samach Tesa, with Beis. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Shimon Levi, why were they called Anshe Knesset Gedolah? Shechzira Torn Leyoshen, and they restored the crown to its initial glory. What's that? Well, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Akel HaGodal Gibor V'Naira. Along comes Yirmiyahu HaNavi, who was there B'Shas, the Churban by Yisrishin. Says Ayino Rosa, I can't say no already. Stop saying Naira. Comes Daniel and his door, Nebuchadnezzar and Rosh Hashanah. Ayin Gedolah, and he stops saying Gadol. Comes Achanez Gedolah. Ah no, Fakert and Hashem is Kovish's anger, and he lets the Goyim exist, and that Kleiso surrounded by all of these enemies every second of the day, and they're still around. The famous Rav Yaakov Emden is Akdom Nesidr Beis Yaakov. The greatest miracle in the history of mankind is the perseverance, the endurance of Kleiso. We're still here today with all the 70s of Avim breathing heavily down our necks, and Afal Pekin, we're still alive and we're thriving like never before. Unbelievable. That is the Nairos. They reinstated it. Frank the Alter Mikael. Say, Yirmiyahu didn't know this. Daniel didn't know this. What's shot? Why did they stop saying it? It's up to Alter Mikael. That on their Madrega of MS, they said, we don't see it. We don't experience it. B'chush. They knew intellectually that the Ebershir is Kel HaGadol Gibor V'Nairo. But Lamaise, Yirmi HaNavi, he didn't see a generation when we were in Gola, surrounded by 70 nations, and they were trying to kill us in terrorist activity, Yom HaMalayla, and was still persevering. They didn't see it. They didn't witness it. But comes along Mordechai V'Yesta. Mordechai, remember, who was from Anshe Knesset Gedolah. Malachi, the Gemara Megillah, Malachi, that was Mordechai. So much they're living in a generation that you can have a Haman and Achashverosh sitting down and drinking a little wine, and in one little party deciding, you know what, let's kill the entire Jewish people, let's go in and get rid of them, and still a Kunshuku turns the tables. Oh, let's reinstate Kel HaGodol HaGibor V'Naira. They knew it intellectually, but they didn't see it. They didn't experience. They weren't in a generation. Yes, they saw the Churban. They didn't see Klai Yisrael thriving and persevering, even in Golas Eden, surrounded by the 70s Avim. If they didn't see it and experience it firsthand, they couldn't say the word. Push it. Afidar Gosem B'Yemes. They didn't see the Amita Sadvarim. Similarly, Rosella Gepstein says, now that's Pshat in the Gemara of the Anamakis, Chavdala number Beis. Rabbi Akiva is Mitzachik when he sees the Shualim Okomo, the lowly fox is scurrying through the Moko of the Holy of Holies, the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Oh, now I thought that maybe Zechariah is his Nebuah going to come true. I know that the prophecies of Uriah and Zechariah, Tului Medodi, they're interdependent. Now that I see the one of Uriah, that sea of Atzadet Tichoresh actualized, reached fruition, and now Zechariah is going to be right around the corner. What's he? You needed to see the foxes? Zog, Rosella Gepstein, it's the same as Zog. Avadi knew it intellectually, but he needed to see it. Oh, now that I see it, now it's going to break out in laughter. Now I see the actualization of the Nebuah itself, because I see it, the Mamash Bechush. Ah, yes, we had the Eser Makis Gamaldik. We got a taste of it. We saw Bechush, and still the Rambam says, you know what? Oh, maybe there's a little sorcery over here. Maybe Moshe Rabbeinu, maybe they'll attribute it to Dofi V'chulei. So I can't stop at Vayamein Am. We got to work our way up to Kriyas Yapsu, Zekeli Van Veyu. And now it'll be Vayamein Hashem. of Moshe Avda, but you know what? Like Rachaim Shmulevitz writes in Sichas Moshe, miracles don't last. Writes the Mechilta, Rosa Shivcha Layam, Ashur Yecheskim, Abushi Sharnavim, and she was still a Shivcha, because she didn't take it to heart. It stayed there in the realm of the intellect, and it didn't trickle down, and it didn't become mamish part of her flesh and bones. Oh, when you get to Matan Torah, and the world is shaking, and you're seeing the Kolos, and you have all your senses, and God is speaking to you directly, then it makes it into the Chosh, V'yadatim Kineshim Lekechem. That's a Yediyah, that's a Hischaber's Gemura. Let's get back to the Yediyah, let's get back to not just believing in God, but believing Amunah Shalema, even going piggyback on a Meshuggah, going across the Niagara Falls. What sacrifices are we willing to make for the Eivishter that we believe in, for the Eivishter that we believe Amunah Shalema, for the Eivishter that we want to know? Be Yedatim, Kinyah Shalkech, have an awesome night. Manish, please.